previously in the Brotherverse.
You may fight a champion of my choosing. The crystal's on the body, you must destroy them.
The robot tries to punch you out of the air.
I am knocked out.
So Yenri, you're gonna have to make a death saving throw.
That's a nat 20. Yenri's alive.
Wow. The aperture thing opens up and you see a giant glowing crystal.
We're just gonna blast some magic missile up in crystal.
I'm gonna attack a cable with my great axe.
I guess I'll use my rapier.
The crystal stops glowing and the robot slowly falls forward onto the ground. You've won the royal challenge and I will give you the back of my throne. Please exit the vehicle. It seems the spell is wearing off. You continue to grow up to your full size. He races off into the distance and down another sewer drain.
But we got 3 key cards!
Yeah!
All right, shall we get started?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I said last time it's like 1 p.m. in the day. It's like midday. You guys can hear music around you. Like the festival is starting to pick up. You can hear voices and stuff and see some people down the alleyway walking across. And yeah, so the floor is yours. You are now big again in Vanguardians.
I know it's the middle of the day, but I really need to sleep. I'm hanging on at like 1 hit point.
Oh yeah.
We need to take it real easy till nighttime, or I need to take a nap.
I'm pretty low too.
Yeah.
I think a nap is fine.
Okay.
Nappy.
Go find our nice hammock spot and lay down for a little bit.
Were we there all night in Mouse Town?
No, you're only there for 2 hours.
Oh jeez. We did a lot.
Yeah, it was like 1917. It was a one cut. It was all in real time.
So it's still day 2 of the festival.
Yep, still day 2 of the festival. And I mean, like I said, the festival is like kind of just getting up and going because it's midday.
Yeah, we could just pull a Harvest Moon and go to bed early and wake up on day 3.
That's a long ass nap.
Yeah. Was there no way to take a shorter nap in Harvest Moon? It was just when you go to bed, you just wake up the next morning.
That's what I remember.
Damn.
Yeah, it was just like you could select, like, I'd like to waste the entire day sleeping, please.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a realistic choice. You could choose, like, wake up at nighttime or skip to the next morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That seems like such a depressing concept as a farmer. It's like, get up in the morning, water your plants. Like, well, nothing to do until tomorrow.
Just gotta keep sleeping till my plants grow.
All right, so is that what you guys are going to do?
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea to just take a regular rest, and then we can like sneak about in the darkness of night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, too, like, what the rules are around D&D in terms of like how often you can take a long rest. I think it's just once within a 24-hour period you can take a long rest, so that's probably fine.
It's like once within a 24-hour period you can take a 24-hour nap. Mathematically that makes sense.
I mean, that seems like a weird thing to limit you. It's like, if I just choose to do nothing, can't I just rest all the time?
Yeah, I think in the mechanics of the game, they don't want it to be like, you fought really hard. It's like, all right, immediately go to bed. All right, I have all my stuff back. Big battle. All right, let's go back to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's always the chance that if you just go to bed in a battlefield, that something else is going to happen to you.
Yeah, you don't get to do your long rest.
Yeah. But anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are you guys feeling? We could just take a short rest and like earn back a couple hit points and stuff. Or we could just go sleep till nighttime and then sneak around in the shroud of night.
Yeah, what do you get back on a short rest? Is it just like 1d6 or something?
You can roll hit dice to regain health points.
It's up to you guys. I'm actually still pretty high.
Yeah, Yenri, you're the lowest, so you pick.
I'm actually still pretty high, so. not really in the mood to make decisions.
I don't think I could sleep right now.
Yeah. I can just cure my own wounds. I'll just be like out of spell slots. Oh, that was the other thing I was concerned about, is just being out of spell slots. But sure, I'll just cure myself. I'll cast cure wounds on myself so that I have some more hit points and I'm not totally dead. Because like at this point, if I tripped on a tree root, I might die again. So
there are a lot of trees out here. You better watch yourself,
yeah.
Henry.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't go to the hammock forest.
Yeah,
surrounded by danger.
Like a forest of knives.
Okay, I got back 11 points, so I'm sitting pretty now.
Well, Ark, do you need something? Are you good enough?
I've got 24 hit points, so I'm better than Yenri.
Okay, I'm at 26, so we're about on par.
Okay.
For you, that's hurting.
That's half my health.
Oh,
that's
my
less
God.
Than half.
I'm like mostly full at 26.
Damage sponge, man.
Yep.
Yeah. The proper tank.
It's a good nickname.
Damage sponge, man.
It is I, Damage Spongeman.
I'm SpongeBob's cousin.
Damage Sponge Man.
All right. Okay, so what do you guys want to do?
We just need one more card, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I was editing one of the past, it must have been like three episodes ago now, when we walked into the back hallway past the boggle field.
Yeah, I know. There was a door we didn't see.
Yeah. Well, no, like Eric was like, you guys go into the first corridor and there's this long, deep corridor with a large metal door in it. And they were like, and what else? He's like, and like a storeroom and another door. We're like, ooh, a storeroom. And I was like, no, you idiots. Go for the big metal door.
I was thinking about that too, but I assume that must be the three key card door, so we couldn't get in anyway.
You're probably
four
right.
Key card door.
Four key card.
Four?
Yeah. Yeah, we have three now, but we need four.
A store?
Yep. Yeah.
We are not enticed by shiny things.
Yeah.
This room is practical.
I find ourselves in the situation again of no idea where we should go.
Well, what's on the...
You guys are literally standing in an alley right now, so... You.
I guess there's one option.
It's a good start.
Out of the alley.
There's two. Which way do we go in the alley?
Oh, shit. Let's just sit down. I don't want
to... We could go up.
There's too many choices.
Or we could dig down.
Yeah,
I have decision fatigue. Do we still have what is it? An agenda for the
like the brochure?
Yes, that thing that has times and other words on it.
Oh yeah, we can check out what's going on day two.
Yeah, what's the schedule remaining?
Yeah, so you guys look at the schedule and you know it's around 1 p.m. So Seven Griffins is playing soon at a stage nearby you.
I assert again, I know we have a mission, but we need to go to a show. And this is the show.
That sounds like we should go to a show.
As Yenri, as I'm excited. As Dylan, the sound editor, I'm not excited.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Dylan's going to have to make some dubstep.
Yay!
But no, let's go to the show.
We.
Oh, it's actually a back-to-back show. A new challenge.
I hear it's like a weird blend of like Simon and Garfunkel and dubstep. I don't know what that sounds like, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Hello, womp womp, my old friend.
To womp with you again.
To
womp with you again. All right, so you guys walk out of the alleyway, and there's like a bunch of people there, and they all seem to be heading in the same direction. And you can hear like some different sounds around you, like some maybe smaller music venues, but it seems like everyone's kind of moving in the same direction. So you enter the crowd and start walking with all of these people. And like as you're walking, like people are just coming out of buildings, there's other trails, and like it's all flowing into this giant river of people, and you can see and hear like people screaming and raising their hands, and there's some like wizards in the crowd that are like casting illusions above their head of like magic totems above their heads floating and popping up and down. And you walk for another minute and you suddenly get to this giant stage that's in the middle of an opening in the middle of the forest, and you're just surrounded by pine trees on all sides. And you walk up and you're just kind of standing in this giant dirt arena with all these people that are yelling and screaming. And suddenly on stage before you, you hear like a big like bass drop that like comes down from like high to low. And there's a figure that walks out on stage, and it's a big Aarakocra, like a bird person. And he spreads his wings out wide, like pleading to the crowd to like get excited, and everyone's like cheering and stuff. And then he goes over to a table and he puts his hands down and he starts playing some music, and he's pumping his fists in the air, and everyone's having a good time. And like there's some people on the sides of the stage that are moving their hands, and you can see like shapes forming in the air, like they're creating these like visuals for the music that are surrounding you above and in front of the stage. And this goes on for a couple minutes and you guys are having a good time. And then all of a sudden you hear in the distance a giant explosion, and the music dips down for a second, and you can see above the tree line a little bit that there's like some smoke rising, and everyone kind of like huddles down for a minute in fear, and like people don't quite know what to do. And someone comes up on stage and they say like, "Sorry folks, sorry about this. Sorry, the mines outside of the town, they're still operational during the festival. They're just working there. Sometimes that's gonna happen. We're gonna try and keep it quiet for the rest of the day. It should end at 8 p.m. So bear with us with that, and keep enjoying the music, yeah!" And he gives the mic back to Seven Griffins and he starts playing the music again.
Did this person look like, can we make a sort of intuition check or something just to like read, like, do we actually think that he was a festival like official or something?
Representative?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can roll like a...
Or like an investigation? Yeah.
Yeah, an investigation check, yeah.
It's 22.
Oh.
Okay. So you scrutinize the guy as he's talking, and you think that he's telling the truth, and he actually is a festival worker. He seems like an official that is just like standing by on stage, like a stagehand or one of the organizers, something like that.
Okay.
He seems legit.
So that's where the mines are.
Yeah. Is the universe telling us to go to the mines?
Yeah, I think we don't really have any other options.
Yeah, let's go to the mines. I mean, that seems weirdly suspicious that we didn't see any of that yesterday, but yeah, let's go check it out.
Yeah. Seemed far away. How are we gonna get there? Are we just walking?
Probably.
Any like bike trolleys? Toss them a gold piece.
Rickshaws? Guess not.
No.
Okay.
Nah.
Then, yeah, we both are all just standing there looking around.
Yeah. We just say that to the other festival goers, and they're all just like, "What? No, man. What are you talking about?"
Okay, guess not.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just start walking towards the explosion then.
Okay. So you guys make your way out of the crowd as the music's still playing and everyone else is still hanging back and watching the show. And you come into a road that's a little more abandoned. There's some people walking through, but it's a bit more empty. And you guys walk along it in the direction of the explosion. And as you're going, the buildings start getting like less and less like complicated and new. Like inside the city, everything is very like advanced and bright and shiny. And as you keep moving for about like half a mile, like you start realizing that you're like exiting the festival, more or less. You're just in the city, and there's some like normal people that you see walking around. You see some random festival goers that have kind of like wandered out the city and are just exploring buildings and stuff. But eventually you reach like a dirt trail that kind of goes up the hill a little bit, and you start coming through the forest, and you can see in front of you kind of the tree line ending as you crawl up the crater a little bit. And you see through the trees that there is a giant plume of smoke that's coming from this area. And roll a perception check from here.
21.
16.
I'll let you take it. I was only a 9.
Okay. So, Yenri, you have the best look at everything, apparently, which doesn't make sense because you're the shortest. But you take a gander out, and you see that there is, like, up the hill a bit, there's this giant, like, opening into the cliff, and it looks like there's a bunch of people bustling about, and the plume of smoke is kind of, like, up the crater a little bit more from that, and it's, like, rising kind of just out of the rocks above this giant opening. It seems like coming out of the doorway are all of these mine carts that seem to be filled with stone. And they're kind of coming out of the door and moving towards this elevator lift that's bringing them down to, like, a lower level. And then the carts are being dropped off and wheeled to a big building that's built into the side of the mountain. And the carts are, like, entering this door that's opening and closing and allowing the mine carts to come in. So it seems like they're, like, shuttling stone from, like, inside a mine to a facility. And there's a bunch of creatures that you can see moving about in this area.
I guess, can we approach one of the creatures who are moving about up on the... You said there's a bunch up on the rim here, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. They're probably, like, 200 yards from you right now. Like, the facility where the carts are entering. And then... like, the opening is maybe another, like, 150 yards kind of, like, up the hill.
Gotcha. Hey, do you want to go ask people, like, what's going on? Like, what the explosion was, if that's out of the ordinary for them?
Sure. I mean,
okay.
We should prepare for them not to be friendly.
Yeah. Maybe they're real friendly mine workers.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I guess if everyone knows about the mines, it's not going to be... I just, for some reason, assuming it's going to be operated by the... Rectrons.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I guess we'll have to keep our wits about us as we do it. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we just like walk up the 200 yards and ask one of the dudes up there? Like, well, I guess I'll talk once we get there.
Okay,
let's walk up 200 yards and check them out.
You could practice on the way.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Yenri.
I'll be the mind guy.
So you guys are walking up to it, and Yenri, you also see, so you get like 100 yards closer, and you see that there's people like kind of standing guard outside of the area, and they're wearing like larger, like black cloaks.
Yeah.
And then you also see a bunch of like dwarves walking around, and they're the ones who seem to be like operating the mine carts. Mm-hmm. And you see some like much bigger creatures too. They're like these 15 foot tall, 15 foot long giant lizards that have these like really big claws, and there's a dwarf guiding one like up the slant in the mountain towards the opening of the cave. So you guys are getting close now. Like, so like I said, you're like 100 yards out.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, these guys do look a little Rectron-y.
Mm-hmm.
Can we look for some sort of alternate access point entrance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, roll a perception check or an investigation check.
That's a 12.
The rest of you, are you going to do it as well?
I thought he was just
doing it. 18.
18.
Okay. So there's the main path that leads like up to the, it's kind of like a large flat area that's been like dug out of the stone that leads up to the main building that's built into the crater. The area kind of below that is all like giant uneven boulders. And to the right, the forest kind of extends up a little bit towards the building.
Trees sound easier.
Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm. Try to sneak through that forest. I don't really know what our end goal is here, but...
Probably just want to get inside that building for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because...
That's my point, yeah.
For the last few minutes, I feel like we just keep walking to a new location, and then our characters just kind of look at each other like, huh. Oh, okay. keep walking.
I mean, I guess we go forward, yeah.
Everywhere we've gone has conveniently had a key card. We should just ask Ken if he has key cards. Maybe everybody just has key cards.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Like, oh, you didn't get your complimentary key card when you came to the event?
So you can get into the Rectron like lab tour.
Yeah. The after
party. Part of the festival.
Yeah.
We've been working way too hard for these key cards.
Yeah, okay, let's sneak up the forest around the right side there and see if we can get kind of a view down on this place.
Okay. So you guys walk through the forest and roll a stealth check.
Oh boy. Shit.
21.
I got a respectable 16.
Okay. So you guys like start walking along the forest, and while you're walking, Orc makes a giant like crunch sound on a tree branch, and you're getting close to where the building is. And when you do that, you see one of the guards turn and like look at you, and he turns quickly back to the other one and then back to you guys, and he just kind of motions that he's gonna like go over there. And so he starts walking towards you. And he's walking, and you know what? I just realized I don't have my dice on me.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. DM
foul.
Oh my.
I know. Here, one second. Let me go grab it out of my bag.
The guard starts walking towards us and then is like, oh, wait, I don't have my dice. Hold on.
And we're like, oh, don't worry. We'll wait.
Yeah. Can you guys just stay right there? I need my dice.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. All right, we're good. So he starts walking towards you guys.
Armed with dice.
And he's like kind of looking hard at you and keeps walking towards you, and he says, hey, you in the trees, are you from the festival?
Me?
Nothing but us pigeons in here.
And he's like looking through the trees. He's like, I can hear you in there. I can see you. He's like, if you're from the festival, please turn around. And you see him, and he's wearing like a black cloak that looks kind of like a Rectron.
Well, he probably
it's similar to the ones you've seen before.
They all carry key cards, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
they have so far.
Yeah.
We heard some bassy sounds from over here, some big booms. I thought there was a nice stage over here.
He's like, I have to ask you to please return to the festival. He's like, if you could please come over here, we can escort you down the path back to the festival.
You don't own the forest, man. God owns the forest.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay. He's like, and he like calls back over his shoulder, and the other guard starts walking towards him.
Oh,
he's like, all right, we're entering the forest to get you. He's like, please come out right now.
Thanks for the warning.
Quick, set booby traps.
Yeah. Smoke bomb.
Let's Ewok this forest.
Okay, all right,
so should we just run?
I was going to say, quick aside, we can run. We can try to fight them and swipe a key card.
I guess if they have key cards, we... Yeah, whatever. Whatever you guys want to do. I'm very indifferent today, you guys. I'm feeling very...
real quick, can we see how many other guards are there, like, within eye shot or ear shot?
Quick glance.
So, from this angle, you can't really see anyone other than those two guards. You're kind of at the side of the building right now. So the rest of the facility is kind of, like obscured by the wall.
We still haven't done our long rest.
No. Very true. Yeah, so we can just run.
Yeah, I say we just make a break for it.
Okay.
For the building or for back to the festival?
Toward the building. If we go back to the festival, that's what they want.
Yeah, if they're coming into the forest, we can probably just sort of strafe and sneak out while they're coming in.
This is how
right?
this is laid out. So the building is in front of you, and basically the main wall where you saw the carts going in, that's like perpendicular to the wall you're at now. So you're at the side of the building. If you were to walk left along the building, you would get to a corner. And if you turned right, you would see all of the doors along that wall with the carts going in. So, and the guards are coming from that left direction towards you. So if you were to strafe along the building wall, you'd basically just be heading towards the guards. If you went the opposite way, you would be going around like the back of the building.
So is there not, I guess I don't know, there isn't a door on the wall that we're currently looking at?
Not on the wall that you're currently at.
Oh, okay.
You're on like the side of the building. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we should run to the back.
I guess if we run, they'll probably just go set off some sort of alarm. We might have more
That's
of a situation.
What I'm, yeah. I was wondering if we could just run and jump in some mine carts and like get flushed into the building that way. But if they're just watching us do that, we don't really have
Yeah, they're going to set off an alarm.
Yeah.
I guess we could fight them.
Yeah, so they keep coming towards you.
Okay.
And one looks through the trees as he gets closer, and he sees you, and he's like, hey, no, I think these are the guys that we were warned about. He's like, I think these are the three guys that we got warned by with the guy in the storeroom. He's like, it was three figures, right? An orc and a halfling and a lizard? And he's like, the other guy was like, that's what you see right now? And so the first security guard turns to the second one and is like, go sound the alarm.
Hold on. Can't one of you guys, these are not the droids again?
Oh, yeah. Low on spells.
I would like to throw on my Elton John glasses.
Okay.
And stare deeply into his eyes. I can
see
him. All right,
which one? And I feel like I should have you guys roll initiative to determine the pace of this.
Hoopy.
Why was I not more stealthy? I'm too big. I got a 16.
I got a 13.
16.
All right. Who wants to go first, Orc or Yenri?
Don't care.
This whole session.
Yeah.
This is not just my decision to make.
Yeah. Just call this episode apathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
It's like Divergent, Insurgent, and Apathy. Those were the three movies, right?
Okay, yeah. Let's have Orc go first.
Okay.
Damn, so Puff doesn't get to use his glasses? I can't charm.
Charm him with death.
Okay.
Charm to death.
Charm to death. All right, so the first guard looks at you, and he pulls out a sword and like stands readied at you. And he's like 15 feet away from you at this point. The other guard turns around and he runs for 60 feet.
Oh no.
So he's now 75 feet from you. It is Orc's turn.
Well, I want to stop that guy. So I'm going to throw a javelin.
How far can you throw those?
120 feet.
Oh my god.
It's 120 feet with disadvantage, I believe.
Why?
There's two numbers that you should have for your range. There's a short range and a long range attack. And it's like 60 and 120 or something like that. So if it's under
30.
60 feet. 30?
30 and 120.
Oh shit, yeah.
Wow,
so
okay, so you can like run a bit and then be in within range?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take a running start.
I could run 40 feet.
Olympic javelin.
In which case, you would still be 35 feet from him, because he's 75 feet
really?
Away.
Orc! Orc, I can use Crown of Madness on that guy.
Okay. I'll run up and smash the other one with my axe.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool.
Why are you yelling? I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Sorry. I was excited.
All right, I'm going to run up to the closest guy. How far is he?
He's 15 feet away.
All right, yeah, I run right up next to him in his face and axe him twice in the face.
All right, roll that double attack.
17.
Okay.
And 7.
Okay. So you take your great axe and pull it back and swipe, and on your first hit, you connect like with the guard right through his chest and roll for damage.
That's a 15.
15 damage. Nice. Okay, yeah. And then your second attack, you pull back and you swipe through, and he dodges out of the way and misses it. And so next is going to be Yenri.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do this to him. So that guy that's closest to us is how far away, I'm sorry, you said?
He's 15 feet.
15 feet, okay. So I'll run up to him and touch him and cast Bestow Curse.
All right.
And I'll make it so that while he's cursed, he has to make a wisdom saving throw to be able to do anything on his turns. If he fails, he wastes the action doing nothing.
Okay.
Sounds pretty in line with our apathetic episode.
Yeah, I want him to just be just as apathetic as we are.
Sweet. All right, so what do I, is it like a constitution saving throw, wisdom saving throw?
Wisdom saving throw, yeah.
Okay.
To start.
What's your DC?
It is 14.
Okay. So you touch him and you see his like pupils go wide as you do, and the curse is bestowed upon him.
Sweet. Enjoy that apathy.
Does that get enacted on his turn? Like each time he wants to do something,
yeah,
he has to... Okay, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. From now on, anytime he wants to do something, it's concentration for up to a minute. So
okay,
for the next 10 turns, he has to make a wisdom saving throw to do anything.
Wow, okay. So next is going to be Puff.
Okay, yeah, I would like to use... I'm going to use Crown of Madness on the guy who is 75 feet away.
Okay, and Crown of Madness can reach that far?
Mm-hmm. It's 120 feet.
Sick.
Dope.
Okay.
And so, that one's also a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, sweet. So you stretch out your hand. And what's the save?
15.
Okay. So you reach out your hand and you feel the spell like go out towards the person, but you feel like it doesn't get enacted upon him. Oh. And he is moving.
Guess I should have let Orc run up to him.
Puff, do the thing you said you were going to do.
I tried. I'm a bad wizard, apparently.
Yeah, because you're a sorcerer. Because
you're a sorcerer.
Exactly.
That's all sorcerer means.
Yeah. Bad wizard.
Bad wizard. Bad wizard.
All right.
Wizard.
Next is the guards. So the one that's fighting with Orc, he brings his sword up and he tries to slash you. And he comes down and Orc, you just sidestep out of the way and he misses you.
Uh-huh.
The other guard keeps running and you see him round the building and disappear.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
All right. And so it's Orc's turn.
How far to the corner?
It's about 100 feet from where you are.
Really?
The guard is about 75 feet. Yep.
Wait, but I ran forward 15 feet.
Yeah, okay. You ran, so you're 85 feet from the corner of the building.
Well, great. Guess I'll finish killing this guy.
Yeah, but I guess best case scenario, we kill him, get a key card, and run away.
Yeah, we know we're right where to go.
Yeah.
All right, I'll axe him twice again.
Okay. Roll for attack.
17.
That hits.
Oh, and a crit failure.
Okay. Roll a d20 again for the crit failure.
7.
Okay. So with your first swing, you come down and you hit him like square in the shoulder and roll for damage.
15.
Okay, as you do that, you feel it break through like an armor plate that he has under his cloak, and you feel it hit flesh, and you see his like eyes kind of flutter, and he falls to the ground, and he's knocked out. And yeah, nothing happens with the second hit. So he's laying on the ground now. And next it is Yenri's turn.
Can I search his body? I'll loot him. I want to find a key card or something of use.
Yeah, yeah. So go over and roll an investigation check.
Okay. A 23.
Okay, so you rummage through all of his pockets and like in the...
Oh, I get
like
every nook and cranny.
Every nook and cranny. And on like a tiny pocket on his like there's a breast pocket that he has, and you reach in and you pull out a blue key card.
What?
Nice. Nice. And I flash it at the boys and I say, "We got to get out of here.
Let's go." Are we still in combat?
So I would say combat is over, but right when you do that, you hear a siren go off at the facility.
Let's get out of here.
And now we really gotta go.
Yeah, we start sprinting.
All right, where are you sprinting to?
Back the way we came.
Back to the festival.
Back the way you came, like to the road? Or
isn't that the only way to the festival, or is there...
I mean, you're like in a forest right now, so there's also like through the forest.
I guess, can we parallel the road through the forest so we have a little bit of hiding? But
yeah, so if you guys keep running behind the building, you're going to be kind of following the tree line, more or less. And so you start doing that. And you guys start booking it. And so you're basically only able to travel at like 50 feet per round, because Yenri can only move that fast. And so you guys are going, and you look behind you, and you see a bunch of people in black cloaks like appear from the other side of the building, and they're starting to run towards you, and you see some like dogs too that have been let out, and they're sprinting towards you.
The hounds.
We should have taken a nap.
Oh boy.
So,
disguise self?
Yeah, Puff.
Disguise kit?
How many spell slots you got left? Can you... you have
me?
Twin spell. You have twin spell, don't you?
I do have twin spell.
So we could become like a ragtag gang of orcs, and then we wouldn't match the description anymore. Because you could disguise
true.
A couple of us.
So yeah, we can disguise the two of us as orcs.
Or as something other than what we are.
And just leave orc as he is.
They don't know what I look like.
I do have disguise kit too, but yeah. this sounds like a good idea.
I like the idea of disguise kit. Just like throw on a couple mustaches and like, halt. Oh, wait. Yeah. The people we're looking for don't have mustaches. Yeah.
In tandem.
Yeah. I still have my fishing kit.
It's the old Clark Kent disguise.
Oh, we were just out fishing in this woods here.
Yeah.
Can I just get on Puff's shoulders in a cloak, and then we can just be...
We're just two one person and a really tall person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even be that tall. We'd be about orc size.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Hop on my shoulders, and I'll use... Hop on my shoulders, and use twin spell and use disguise self to make you a torso. Yeah.
You disguise yourself as half a person.
Oh, yeah. I like
we'll become a we'll become the back in front of a horse. This is just an orc walking his horse through the woods.
It's genius.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I would like to do that. I'll make myself the back end of a horse. I'll take the back end. An orc and Yenri the front end of a horse.
Orc and Yenri together are the front end of the
horse?
No, I'm just the horse owner.
Or if we did orc and Puff, then Yenri can ride the horse.
That's true.
Oh.
At first when you were like an orc and Yenri are the front half of a horse, I was like, so we just have 1.5 horses?
Like, it's the horsey centipede.
Everybody like, was that just the front half of a horse? Never mind, we don't have time.
Oh wait, it's with a full horse, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's looking after it. It's probably fine.
Let's try this.
Okay.
Okay, so disguise self, does it have to be a humanoid figure or
I don't know, probably.
I mean, I love the idea. Don't get me wrong.
You can't change your body type, so you must adopt a form that is the same basic arrangement of limbs.
I'm basically horse.
This is okay, this is a basic arrangement of limbs, because if we you're gonna just have put like a blanket over the middle part that's like the part that we call out as not being legit.
Does that just horse have four arms hanging from its belly?
There's just arms coming out of the horse's neck and stomach. And it's like,
quick, I need to get this horse to a hospital.
I was like, no, this is our special breed. We've been working on this for years.
Gallops twice as fast.
Can carry
it can
a lot
gallop
more cargo.
And solve two Rubik's Cubes at a time.
Terrifies the other horses.
Yeah. And it would win every slap fight.
Yeah. I would love to see like a what's it called? Where you have like a lance on top of your horse.
Oh, yeah.
And
jousting.
Jousting, thank you.
But the horse has its own
just,
lance.
Like, and it's just like the horses go just by and holding. Slap each other.
When you were like, a duel with horses, I was like, you mean like a cockfight, but like just horses?
A dog fight, but with horses.
At least the horses.
God. I have a loose grasp on what horses are used for.
That
you watch horses
so terrifying.
Fight to death.
This is my prized cockfighting horse.
Yeah.
Horse
like can kill any rooster you
easily.
Throw at it.
Move along.
Yeah.
This is one game of horse I don't want to lose.
Yeah. All right, I want to see how this plays out, so I'm gonna say the disguise self works where you can
so we can okay
a horsey. Yeah, why not? This is funny.
Okay,
so what do they look like?
Orc and Puff do it, and I'll throw a blanket over top and get on the back and ride you guys.
All right, so like you're kind of riding on like Orc's shoulders
and neck
of? Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I'm most of the horse and Puff is just the button legs.
Like I like if the legs are like totally out of sync. Like
yeah.
Or, I was gonna say we have to roll to see if we can actually gallop in tandem.
Yeah. We're just at a light walking pace.
You're not a functional horse, it's purely aesthetic.
Says you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you can try for sure.
You're training for
it's
this all your life.
Constantly stretching and shrinking as you guys are getting closer and farther away from each other.
An accordion like horse,
like the Slinky dog from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want my fishing kit, Henry?
Will that help?
I'm just adding to the.
Just hold it over. You guys hold the pole over your shoulder.
Yeah. There is a lake at the top of a crater. There is a lake at the top of the crater. So
see?
You know it's not totally out of the realm.
You
of possibility.
Rode your weird slapping horse to the crater to go fishing.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. I'll put on my disguise.
I'm gonna go fishing
kit.
With my pole. My horse is gonna catch it with his hands.
It cleans the fish. I catch the fish. The horse cleans the fish.
I know exactly what I'm drawing for this episode.
The famed eight-handed horse.
Weird chimera we've created.
Yeah.
We're real right.
Quick on our feet. This is the best option.
Quick, we'll blend in.
Okay.
All right, do your thing, Puff.
So I'm like, Ark, come here. Come here, Ark.
I'm here.
And I turn him around and I put my hands on his back.
And then I cast the spell for the two of us.
And I bend over.
So do we, like, bibbidi bobby boop, like, turn into a horse?
Ta-da!
There's a puff of smoke.
She's beautiful. Nay.
All right. So you guys do turn into a horse. So you're standing there and the dogs are still running at you. Yenri, what are you doing?
I forgot there were dogs. Shit.
I'm going to quickly reach in my pack and pull out something from my disguise kit. Like a cape or a hat or something to sort of cover my face or head. And then hop on to the horse.
Okay, cool. So you do that. So you hop up.
Technically, are you guys... Henry, you could just fly away.
That's true, but I can't abandon my horse. He's like, quickly, just... become a horse. And I'm like, bye. Just fly away.
That's a terrible idea. Goodbye. Yeah.
<They're>... Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Yep, and I'll start, pull it into a nice slow trot, and I'll start, like, trotting back towards the road.
So you're going back towards the dogs, then?
Well, no, but they're running, like, isn't that sort of perpendicular? I thought we were paralleling the road in the forest.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's right. So if you start heading downhill, you'll eventually get the road. Okay, I get what you're talking about. Yep, okay, cool. Yeah, so you guys turn and start heading through the woods down the hill, and, Puff and Orc, roll a deception check. Or a performance check, actually.
It's like we instantly have to trot downhill. Yeah.
Oh. Who are we performing for right now? The dogs?
I guess more the people.
More for me.
Yeah.
Well, I got a 10.
I got a 7.
Okay.
You guys are a mediocre horse.
So you guys are just like moving up and down at random paces and stretching back and forth. So it's like the horse is like the slinky dog where it just seems like the two halves are moving totally independent of each other.
All right. Should we just stop and graze?
Oh yeah. I could do that.
I'm just gonna stop and start eating grass.
It's a good idea.
Okay. So you guys stop and like you're still not the most like a horse, like it's still not very realistic.
How dare you.
So from but on so, a sliding scale of one to horse.
You're like the
I don't know, like dog. Yeah. I don't know.
You're like the quap of horses. Actually, that was a thing. Yeah. It was called clop. Never mind. Yeah. If you ever played that
clop.
Game.
Clop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the guy who made Quap, that hilarious running game, made one called Clop, where you were just controlling a horse.
Oh, well, that's nice. Exactly what that, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So you are Clop.
I'm
what are
go
these
play
guys
clop
all
after this?
Horse experts or something? What do they know?
Yeah. So you guys stop and graze. So at this point, so there's two dogs, and the dogs run up to you, and they stop, like, where you are and just start barking. And one of the dogs, like, jumps up towards Yenri and, like, bites into the air and goes back down. So they're, like, kind of surrounding you at this point.
Okay. How far behind are the people?
The people are probably another 100 feet behind you. The dogs are quite a bit faster. And it looks like there's maybe 8 people who are on their way.
Okay. I pull out some food from my bag and hold it out in front of me to see if it looks like it interests the dogs.
So the dogs don't seem to be affected by it. They seem to be pretty well trained.
Okay.
Pour some invisibility down their throat.
Shrink the dogs. I feel like I should just wait for the people. I don't know how much I can do for the dogs. Okay, like, I'll stay up on my horse and basically, like, just wait for the people to come, but be, like, sort of slapping down at the dogs and shouting, Get out of here! Hey, what y'all doing here? Get out of here!
All right, so you hunker down with the dogs around you, and the people run up to you and surround your horse.
See, and, we are a good horse.
One comes up to you, and he looks at Yenri, and he's like, hold right there. It's like, did you see where the three people went?
Three people?
They must have come right by here.
I saw some figures running on by through the woods here. They ran right past me, but get your dogs down off me here.
roll a deception check.
Okay. 16.
So the men are looking at you, and they look at the dogs, and they're like, come on! And they snap, and they start running through the woods back towards town.
Yes.
Yes.
So good.
I can't believe that actually worked.
This is going to be our go-to from now on. Quick.
Shape
of an orc.
A horse.
Form of a horse. Yeah.
Yenri, form of old prospector.
Yeah.
The perception checks on those guards were awful.
Perfect.
Like, truly awful.
Good.
I can't wait to see the picture of this horse and what deceived them.
Yeah. It's just like badly stitched together fabric and like one eyeball hanging out.
Yeah.
My horse.
With little baby arms coming out of the shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a fun one for sure.
I guess it'll look like Wenry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will look like Wenry.
Horse Wenry.
Henry.
All right. Well, should we trot on into town?
Just keep this form.
I mean, this has turned from like a music festival just into Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm going to ride my orc to the old town road.
We got to get back into that one of those bars somehow.
I would really like to sleep before we try to go into the building.
Yeah, I guess it might be less high alert at night, maybe.
Yeah, at least then we have darkness to like on our side.
Yeah, should we just find a little patch in the woods here?
Yeah, Yenri, just hitch up your horse somewhere and lay down for a nap.
You're gonna sleep just with your head in Orc's butt, bent over as a horse.
We've really grown to like this new form. We're not.
I'm fine like this.
It feels right.
My whole life, I feel like I've been missing my other half. And finally,
he was standing next to me the whole time.
He should have been standing in front of me.
Like, oh, wait, yeah, no, this feels better.
Yeah. It's safe and warm here.
Now guide me and neigh for me.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about is the dogs might come back.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a way to, like, make it so they can't smell us if we go to sleep?
I don't really have anything that would keep them from smelling us. Ryan can cast Stinking Cloud around us. And we just
yeah, I can do that. And then I mean, if you can sleep while retching and reeling.
But we might just have to take the chance of going to sleep, going to take a nap somewhere and hoping that we just get hidden in the crowds.
Oh, yeah, like go back into the festival?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's make our way back there.
Okay.
All right, you trotting into town?
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a chance there might be Rectron snooping about while we walk in, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a party actively looking for you right now. You know that there is a party actively looking for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, yeah, let's keep in horse and prospector form and trot back into town.
All right. So you guys are able to make it down the hill and, like, onto the path, and there's not really anyone there. It seems like the group has, like, moved past, like, into town. But as you get into town, roll a performance check again. Orkin Puff.
This will be our greatest performance yet.
Oh, my God. I got a 5.
We haven't gotten much better. I got an 11.
Okay. So, like, the body of this horse is sagging, like, horrendously. Like, basically the point in between you, and you're not able to walk in sync, and you're catching a lot of glares from people as you're walking through town, because you're on, like, the outskirts right now, like, walking through the festival. You start seeing some more festival goers, and people are, like, kind of freaked out because it looks like a real horse, but, like, obviously not a real horse.
And I say, what you looking at? Ain't you never seen a horse before?
Roll a persuasion check.
That's a 19.
Okay. So people are like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I've seen a horse. It doesn't look super healthy to me. Like, maybe you should go get it checked out by a vet or something.
I know how to deal with my animals, okay? He hasn't been feeling too great lately, but he'll pull through. It's just fine.
They're just like, okay, and they kind of just turn a blind eye, and you keep going. So you're walking into the festival, and like, people are just kind of okay with this right now. apparently. So you're just trotting through. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on because it's a music festival, so you're just kind of blending in, and people are like, oh, that's curious. What a cool prop.
News spreads fast. Everyone's like, oh yeah, it's the prospector and his horse.
How did that mage make it look like it's his horse is like spinning about an axis on its belly?
Like, oh yeah, it's just the old saggy horse guy.
Yeah. It's just like rubber band, like his belly's just rubber banding up and down, and it's moving side to side. And
like a Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Yeah.
I have to show, there's this really, really weird Japanese game that's like the, like, it's called like the Weird Tokyo Olympics or something like that.
You showed me this.
Yeah, and it's like the horse is like stretching back and forth and like running really weird. Like, it's the weirdest game ever. And yeah, a bunch of it is like horses, like really weird ass horses. So you guys are basically like one of those horses.
Wait, this is like a cartoon?
This is a game.
It's a video game. But the whole game is like betting on which horse is going to win. But like, some of the horses are not horses. They're like... I can't remember. It's like weird other animals. Like, some of the horses are like running on their back legs and just like clapping in front of them. And like the jockeys, yeah, exactly, are like standing up and like dancing on top of the horses or like doing weird motions. It's like super like bizarre animation someone put together. And then you just bet on which like extremely bizarre horse is going to win the race.
What is this
called?
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Japan World Cup. Is that what it's called?
Japan World Cup. Is that it? Yeah. Japan World Cup 1. Or Japan World Cup. Yeah, if you want a good time, listeners, go look up Japan World Cup.
The Ministry of Silly Horses.
Yeah. All right, so you're continuing on. You're kind of in the thick of it now. In the festival. You're surrounded by lots of people now. And just to let you know, like, your illusion doesn't hold up to, like, physical touch, basically. Yeah. Like, people can feel your figure, like, through the horse.
I mean, should we just... stop or like duck into a place to sleep? I don't know if we should just keep going deep in the festival. A stable, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can get your act together.
Can we try one more time?
Can we try to perform again?
I reach down and give a little pep talk. I'm like, come on, guys, you can do this. Come on, just be the horse. Be the horse.
All right, yeah, roll one more performance check now that you're in the middle.
Pressure's on now.
The difficulty is going up, by the way.
Well.
Jeez.
I got a 12.
I got a 10.
All right.
Okay.
You're not a horse.
So things haven't improved. And people are starting to, like, bump into you, and, like, the pieces are moving, like, off kilter. Like, it's basically not holding up at all. Oh, my God. But, like,
this horse is falling apart.
You guys are basically, you. It doesn't seem like any, like, if there's Rectrons about, they are not noticing you in the crowd, basically. You guys are kind of one with the crowd at this point.
So we're good enough.
Sweet. All right. Then can I look for, like, an alley nearby or something? Are we back in the city now?
You're back in the city now. Like, okay. You're on, like, a cobblestone area and, like, maybe the, like, the second level of the city. If you remember, there's, like, tiers of streets that go up the up the crater. So you're on, like, the second tier, and there's, like, stone buildings everywhere. I think I said that, like the bar and, like, elixir shop and that stuff is on, like, the third tier of streets. So, yeah, there's a bunch of, like, stone buildings around. There's some alleyways that go back between houses. There's some stairs that go up to, like, the next levels and down below to lower levels and back into, like, the main forestry area.
Gotcha. Okay, let's trot the horse over into one of these, like, dark alleyways where we have some, like, cover where you guys can untransform. I feel like this is just getting more risky.
D-horse.
So you guys walk down the alley, and it just kind of, like, dead ends at a wall. There's not, like, a whole lot of cover down here.
Okay.
Hold a blanket in front of us. While we change.
But is there anyone around? Like,
There's no one in the alley, but you can see, like, straight out into the street. Like, and people can see down into the alleyway where you guys are.
And there's no doors or...
No, it's basically just stone walls.
Puff, you can cast Minor Illusion to...
Make, like, a brick wall?
Yeah, or something to hide
us.
Yeah,
just, like, move the back alley wall.
A shroud?
Well, I can't move the wall.
I mean, like, I can make a fake essence. Wall. Like, yeah.
I was like, that's a major illusion. I'll move
special
the wall.
Effects, not visual effects.
Oh, yeah.
Are your illusions?
How big?
Like 5 feet, weren't they?
Yes. It's a 5 foot cube. How did you know that?
Because you made fire.
5 foot.
when we
were racing.
Oh, my God. That was a while ago. It's like, yes,
it was scary.
Hurt.
It was really scary. Yeah.
I remember the exact dimensions. Like, it's right in front of me now. But yeah, cool. So I'll make a 5 foot thing. Brick wall in front of us.
You're able to do that. So yeah, the alleyway you're in is like 3 feet wide, so you're easily able to make a wall that appears and kind of covers you guys.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool. Let's change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's dehorse.
Do we want to put back on? Dehorse.
We can't go to sleep with his illusion up, right?
How long does the illusion last?
It lasts a minute.
1 minute.
Perfect for a long rest.
Yeah. Some quick shut eye.
It is a... I don't need to sleep. It is a cantrip. I could just keep casting it. Over and over
for 8 hours
while you guys sleep.
For 8 hours, you wake up. It's like, I've cast this 480 times.
I'm fine with that.
Someone, like, peeks down the alley in, like, 2 hours, and there's this brick wall that, like, starts to dissolve, and he starts to see a little lizard sitting there. He just puts out his finger, and it comes back up. Like, what the hell did I just see?
Like, glitch in the Matrix. Yeah.
Pay no attention to the lizard behind the brick wall.
The designers didn't even finish the game. They're already charging us for it.
Although I guess I could use my spell slots back, because I'm pretty low.
Yeah, let's just look like Rectrons, go find a place to sleep.
All right.
Case closed.
Yeah, let's put on the cool. robes, and I guess you guys just want to go back to the hammock spot?
Sure. Or,
yeah.
Sure.
There's so many people there. We're probably safe.
Okay. So you guys go back out of the alleyway, and you drop the fake brick wall, and you start walking out into the streets again, and you join the crowd, and you walk back to where you remember the hammocks are. So you get there and roll a perception check.
Oh, now I roll high. 13. 21.
Okay. Orc, you see two hooded figures like walking around near the hammock area, and they're like inspecting the area, like looking for people who match your description, likely. It definitely looks like they're searching. And you see them occasionally like hold their like wrist up to their face, like they're talking into it, and like move on. But there's two of them here who are like going around the hammock area.
Oh, we're never gonna be able to sleep.
Okay.
Can we try to climb up onto a rooftop somewhere?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you guys are leaving the hammock area, I can just have you roll a like investigation check for the area nearby to see if you find some place.
Okay. 17?
Yeah, 5.
11.
Okay. So you guys walk around a little bit, and Yenri, you eventually find an alleyway where it looks like it has like a like back area to it. So you guys walk down and turn left, and this looks like it's behind like a restaurant or something. And there's a few like dumpsters back there and empty crates, and there's like some hay and other stuff, but it's definitely like off the main street.
Perfect. You guys want to go sleep in some hay in a back alley?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that. Go back there and maybe just like pull some crates around the hay or something to block us off partially. Maybe cover myself up with hay a little bit.
Okay, cool. I like that. All right, so you guys stack up some crates and try and create like a hiding place for yourself and push some hay over you. And you guys did a pretty good job of hiding yourself. So you go to sleep. And it's like 3 p.m. right now. So like how long are you planning on sleeping? Like a full 8 hours?
Is that what a long rest
probably
is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you guys go to sleep and you're able to sleep through the night without an incident.
Or through the day.
Through the day. You're able to sleep through the day without an incident. So when you awake, you look up and there's stars in the sky and you can hear thumping bass around you, and the forest above you is like illuminated with all of these lights, and you're seeing some familiar sights like these colorful birds flying through, and nighttime has come.